T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So back in spring training, the players' union filed a grievance against a number of Major League Baseball teams, including the Pirates, for sitting out free agency and not spending. Basically, their protest here, saying you're getting this money from Major League Baseball, these revenue-sharing checks, why aren't you doing anything with them? And it was reported that the Pirates last year got a $25 million revenue sharing check for Major League Baseball. And instead of using that to sign free agents, they shed close to $14 million in salary with Andrew McCutchen. And they got rid of about, what, $7 or $8 million in salary with Gerrit Cole. So they
And it should be pointed out here that Frank Coonley immediately, when that came out, called it ludicrous, said we're doing everything we need to do,
right,
and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'm just... In fairness to them, he immediately denied it.
So Tony Clark, who heads the union, came out yesterday and said, I still intend on meeting with teams to get to the bottom of what happened here. And Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, made some comments. Here he is on the Rich Eisen show. He was on the talk show circuit yesterday in D.C. before the game. And this issue came up, like what's going on with the small market teams and their lack of spending. And he was also asked about what it says about Major League Baseball when guys like Manny Machado, who are in the prime of their careers, who are star players, leave small market teams for greener pastures. Here's Manfred. Here is Rob Manfred. If I can get this computer, which is running at a glacial pace today, to work. Here it is.
I think if you look at the market in retrospect and you look at the performance of the players so far this year, what happened last year is our clubs made really sound evaluations of players, what could reasonably be expected from them in terms of performance, and the market operated based on those judgments. I think at the end of the year, you go back and look at the statistics, you're going to decide that the clubs did a pretty good job figuring out how these available players were going to perform this year.
And how do you view, from a commissioner's office, a trade of someone like Manny Machado, which is rumored to be going down tomorrow, a top young player going from a team here on the Mid-Atlantic potentially to a squad that made the World Series last year? How do you view trades?
Look, I see it as a prudent business decision on the part of the trading club. I think that, you got half a season left. You look at how the club's performed, probably not going to win the World Series. You're looking down the barrel at free agency, where whether or not the player's going to be there is his decision, not yours. The opportunity to give up 3 or 4 months of performance and in return get some high-quality prospects that helps you rebuild your team seems like it makes sense.
Okay.
Let's start with the first part of that his case is that teams like the Pirates did not go out and spend in free agency because they were going to have to overpay for production. That if you now look at where those guys are at halfway through the season, you will see that the teams that elected to refrain from spending big money in free agency were right to do so because those players haven't done well. So it was just smart scouting or good roster management on the Pirates' part to not involve themselves in getting into free
agency.
It wasn't
just the Pirates, though, Andrew. It was a team. I mean, no team. Now, the Pirates didn't sign one player. I get that. But these, how many were there? 100 free agents going into this once camp started, spring training? It wasn't just the Pirates that were looking to cut back, to pay less. And that is smart business, prudent. Now, guys started to sign probably less than what they wanted as the spring training got underway. Now, the Pirates did nothing. I mean, and you can argue that they should have. I mean, could have tried to do something to make the team better. They didn't. But I think it's not just a Pirates thing. This is all over baseball that they're worried about. I don't know if it's collusion is the right word, but they're worried about a systematic change with the owners that we're not going to pay big money to free agents.
So let's get into some of the guys that the Pirates could have signed in free agency for what we thought were like bargain prices. Alex Cobb, starting pitcher, Baltimore, signs a one-year deal there. So far this season, 2-12 with a 6.41 ERA.
Yeah, I bet Baltimore's glad to have that.
They signed him to a
Their team stinks.
They signed him to a four-year, $57 million deal. Lance Lynn, one-year, $12 million, signed by the Twins, 7-7 with a 5.22
ERA. I think he's a better pitcher than that, but
Neil,
not this year.
Neil Walker, bring him in on the cheap. You know, bring back a fan favorite. You know, have somebody like him play third base or second base or fill in at first base even. Just bring back a guy that can still hit and we'll add to the roster. Neil Walker through 61 games, 197 batting average, 278 on base percentage.
I think he had a home run Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. I thought I saw. No, I mean, that's what I mean. Are teams wrong for not giving those guys big money? It's hard to say that. Now, I'm sure there's some examples of guys that came cheap that are probably going to, after 1 year, outlive what they signed for. I don't have those examples in front of me. But I think Manfred's point for the most part is, you know, these guys aren't worth what they were asking, and teams made prudent decisions not to sign them.
So should we stop criticizing the Pirates for their offseason?
I don't think so, because they still overall have the fourth lowest payroll. They didn't bring in one free agent. I don't think that you stop criticizing them for it. I'm just talking about baseball as a whole. It seems like the owners have gotten a little bit smarter, that they're not just going to pay anything in the name of winning. Now, Manfred, again, we didn't hear here, I don't know if we have it or not, where he talked about how money does not equate to winning. You still have to make smart decisions. And he made it clear he didn't like the grievance filed by the Players Association. I think my interpretation of what he said was he basically called it grandstanding.
Yep.
He said normally you do an investigation, you find out if there's something wrong, and then you file a grievance. You don't file a grievance before you do the investigation. And that's the Players Association did say the investigation is ongoing. So I don't know if the Pirates are off the hook here. Again, Frank Coonley vehemently denies that
they're breaking any rules,
that they should be off the hook.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know what percentage you have to put back into your major league product. It's not necessarily having to go to major league salaries. So I don't know if the Pirates meet that. I assume they are. We had Rob Manfred on our station last year. Remember when the Pirates played in Williamsport?
Mm-hmm.
We had him on, and he basically just said Bob Nutting is one of the model owners of the Major League Baseball. That they're doing nothing wrong, that they went to the playoffs 3 years in a row. You don't go every year. So he defended them vehemently last year. I would think it hasn't changed much since then.
Yeah, I'm still of the belief that if you're getting money from the league, that you should make some effort to spend it. And if that means...
Spend it on a major league player.
Spend it on your product.
Okay, again, so, spend it on your product. You can spend it on minor league development and everything, scouting and everything else, which theoretically helps your product. Are you saying put it into major league payroll?
I'm saying my interpretation of the revenue sharing check for small market teams is basically this is a welfare program or a social program we share. Because teams like the Yankees and Dodgers and Red Sox need teams like the Pirates to play. We need you to exist. We need 30 teams. So we're going to give you money to help you make your team better on the field. Not some indirect, we're going to put it into a Latin American academy.
Well, so that's what I'm saying. You say it has to go towards major league payroll.
That's
fine. I just wanted to get the interpretation because you hadn't said that.
I'm saying that if your payroll is $88 million and you're getting $25 million from Major League Baseball, really all you're doing is subtract $25 from $88. You alone, you yourself, You're spending $63 million on players, and you're letting Major League Baseball chip in the other 25, and that's not good enough. And if I were a big market team that had to pay into this, like the Giants, I would want to ask if you're not going to use the money to make your team better, why are we even giving you the money in the first place? Use it. That doesn't have to mean sign free agents.
Let me
go trade for guys and bring in money.
One of the teams that also wasn't Oakland involved in
this? Yes.
They're a playoff contender. They have had a real strong run here.
Yes.
To the fact that teams are people were saying they should be buyers at the deadline. Do you feel the same way about them, even though they're winning?
Yeah, I do.
Even though they're winning.
Because what are they right now? They're a borderline playoff
team.
Yeah,
I think they're like five out of a wild card, but I think they're really close to being that wild card team. Unlike the Pirates, where you have to jump over.
Now, I don't know. I have to plead.
And they've also been on a really hot roll.
I have to plead some ignorance here because I'm not sure that the A's get a revenue sharing check because they're in one of baseball's biggest markets. They're in the Bay Area.
But they're one of the teams that the Players Association filed the grievance against.
I know. So
they don't think whatever they're getting, they're doing enough with.
Right.
Wasn't Miami in that?
Yep,
Oakland?
Miami, Oakland, and Tampa were the four teams.
There you go. And Pittsburgh.
I mean, if I were an A's fan, I would think to myself, if we're getting money for something and we're a borderline playoff team, if we had used that money to get a couple of players, are we in the playoffs instead of on the outside looking in? That's how I would view it. Instead of being in sixth place in the American League, are we in fourth or fifth? So, you know, that's what it comes down to for me. I don't think that the Pirates' argument or Manfred's argument for them are really that strong. If you're getting money, I think you should have to spend it. You shouldn't just pocket it. I don't think that that's
a bold
statement.
Well, they say they are spending what they have to spend. Maybe not on major league players, but what they're doing, they will. And I'm just playing the devil's advocate here. They're saying we're spending to make our team on the field better with player development, with scouting, with this, with that. Who knows?
Well, if that's the case, then it isn't money well spent.
Obviously, they're not doing it with payroll because they're like the fourth lowest. But I believe I read that hasn't their check diminished each of the last 3 years?
Yeah, it has. It's down to like $20 million.
It's less than what it was because they had some great runs and big crowds and big attendance figures. Made the playoffs 3 years. I'd like to find a thing with Manfred talking about Nutting last year because he just raved about what a great owner he is.
Let's also get into what Manfred said there about Manny Machado and what it says about baseball when a star player in his prime leaves a small market team for a big market team.
And also the DH was very much in the discussion again yesterday. I want to talk about that as well.
412-928-9370 if you want to chime in. That's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line reminding you to text responsibly. It's Cook & Pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.